come up with some.
Good morning, everyone. I am very happy to introduce Anna Procee reading a chapter from Sex as a Sublimation for Tennis. I had to wring her arms to read this because she's very busy from her business downtown, and she's going to tell us something about herself first before she reads a couple of chapters. Hey, Anna, tell us about yourself.
Well, I happen to love tennis just like you do, my friend. And I'm taking this opportunity to, because it's your birthday, so I am doing whatever you wanted me to do, including reading this Sex as a Sublimation for Tennis by, of all people, Freud. Okay? So you want me to go ahead?
Yes, please.
Okay, I have actually a sound engineer behind me, and she's all ready to assist me with, yes. Okay, as a matter of fact, she's gonna help me. She's gonna give me the play-by-play, no pun intended. Okay, the sexual life of human beings. The first area of sexual interest in an infant is the mouth. The next erotogenic zone is the anus. A sign of maturity is the passing of sexual interest to the genitals. The final stage of libidinal satisfaction occurs around age 40. I think I'm way past that. When man successfully subdues his superficial secondary sexual activity and turns the major thrust of his interest towards tennis. In some unusual circumstances, men in their late 50s and 60s have been known to maintain some sexual appetite, but for the most part, by the late 40s, the primacy of tennis is firmly established, and erotic desires are now culminated through the ecstasy of the stroke. Quoted from the Transition from Sexuality, 1935, and I thought people were very conservative then.
Oh, baby, no, they were not.
They were not.
They lacked a little love.
Okay, so you want me to finish this one, the sex, the tennis spell. Play loses its pleasurable meaning at the point where the individual is unable to stop when he wants to. He then becomes a tennis addict. The regressive decay from relaxed play to compulsive play can be detected only by the sophisticated observer. That would be me, right?
Oh, baby. Oh, my. Oh, oh, it's so hot.
The presence of any three of the following signs is indicative of a serious condition with poor prognosis. Attending tennis camp for more than one session per summer.
Wow.
Carrying more than one racket at a time. We do that, Kelly, don't we?
Baby.
Taking lessons and playing tennis at uncivilized hours before 9 a.m.
Oh,
Maria Dow for the fact.
Yes.
I know it. I know that for a fact.
Yes.
Being under the tennis spell itself is not neurotic.
No.
The urge is present in most adult males. Is it true, Burr?
Burr!
Who's got the key to these handcuffs?
A case in point is the individual known only as the string man.
The string man.
This person was so high strung that he simply could not get tennis out of his system.
Come on, baby, get that tennis out of your system.
Neither compulsive masturbation.
When? No, la la.
3 hours of tennis daily could quench his thirst. At night, he would make obscene phone calls.
I want you. I need you. Please, will you shook this hard thing.
He whispered to his victim with lewd innuendo.
Oh, you make me so horny. You make me so horny. You make me so horny.
This is not Jake from the insurance company, right?
This repulsive habit brought the string man to the attention of the local authorities, who contacted me. After several sessions with this individual, Nikki, I was able to relieve his powerful neurotic urges by getting him a job in a pro shop where he could string women's rackets and keep his fantasies to himself.
Oh, tingle, 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 tingle.
The end.
Well, thank you so much. Thank you, Anna, for bringing Stormy Daniels into our episode. I know we have this amazing sound effect in the background, and I'm sorry, but we cannot reveal who that is because for political reasons. And she's currently in the witness protection program, so I'm sorry, but she does get paid as a sound effects professional. And she takes Venmo or PayPal, but you just have to go through Anna Prosi to get, because I think you are her manager right
I
now for sound effects.
Yeah, commission.
Well, thank you so much, Anna. And thank you, a la Stormy Daniels, for your professional performance.